And it's time for more of your comments. Last week, we reported on Charity Hospital in New Orleans, which serves some of the city's poorest residents. Hospital officials decided to rebuild instead of trying to repair the building severely damaged by Hurricane Katrina. Listener John Wales, a doctor in neighboring Jefferson Parish, writes that waiting for a new hospital, quote, does nothing for patient care when we need it. And where do they think the money to build new hospitals will be coming from, he asks. On a good day, there wasn't any money. Several of you were put off by our story about how more women in Iraq are going for plastic surgery, particularly to make their noses smaller. Joan Tornow of Federal Way Washington writes, the lead-in implied that the story would deal with an aspect of optimism in Iraq. Yet to call this a piece about optimism is quite a stretch. It has to do with Iraqi women going under the knife to please their husbands, she writes. The fact that plastic surgeon Dr. Badri is not concerned about those who have been maimed by the war, but instead about rich citizens who want to look more like music stars, is disturbing. Lisa Lawrence of Paulsboro, Washington, adds that to her the story seemed surreal, but that, quote, I may not have thought twice about it had it not been for a report that aired mere minutes after the plastic surgery story, the remembrance of Army Staff Sergeant William Allers of Falston, Maryland, a man killed in the war in Iraq. Has it come to this, she asks, American soldiers dying so the Iraqi people may be free to pursue their dream of plastic surgery? Finally, we heard about a teacher in Normandy Park, Washington, who shared one of our reports with her class at Mar Vista Elementary School. Jennifer Colby played her sixth graders our story about germs, that apparently more germs are lurking on lunch trays and drinking fountains than on grade school toilets.
I played the tape during lunchtime. Immediately, students wouldn't touch their lunch trays. Then a mass of students headed to the sink and were foaming soap up to their elbows. They looked like little surgeons. Next, nobody would drink from the water fountain in the room. I dismissed them all to recess. However, this proved to be a difficult task, as no one wanted to touch the doorknob.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go wash off. But if any of our stories have ever stopped you in your tracks, you can send an email. Visit NPR.org and click on Contact Us.
Shot and chill, Squeaks and Talkie, Scruff, Tank, and P.T. When summoned from distant space by their fearless and spotless leader Shipshape, these remarkable children become the NSF Scrub Club, a group of mighty mites who jump into the hands of kids in need and wash them free of bad.